Coast Radio News for Monday, August 30th, 2021. I'm George Henry. In an interview with Coast Radio, Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis made an impassioned plea to Florence to get vaccinated. Numbers have been rising steadily in the community over the past 2 weeks, and he says it may get worse before it gets better.
Florence needs you to stay healthy. Florence needs everybody to work at the restaurants, to work at the businesses, to keep your community alive. We need people well and able to work. We do not need them at home on their back.
Florence has seen a triple-digit increase over the last 2 weeks and has now recorded 472 cases all time. At the same time, the corner of 101 and 126 was covered with protesters over the weekend wanting to make sure that they have a choice in whether or not to get vaccinated. Dozens of individuals with signs stating personal choice and say no to anarchy could be seen waving along the popular corridor into Florence. Statewide and countywide numbers of COVID-19 are not decreasing. The state of Oregon reported another 3,207 cases on Friday, and hospital beds dedicated to current COVID patients has risen to 1,098. There were also 20 new deaths reported as the Delta variant sweeps through communities. One good note is that the average daily doses of vaccinations has risen to 8,194, more than 1,000 daily doses from last week's numbers. Lane County reported 298 COVID-19 cases on Friday. Weekend numbers are still being tabulated on Monday. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health says that staffing in the county has dropped and has seen people not return to work. He says he and one other staff member are the only ones responsible for the day-to-day reporting, and each are working late into the evening just to meet the demands that COVID-19 has put on them. He says they have recently been working as late as 1 and 2 in the morning. Lane County public health officials say a COVID-19 outbreak at an Oregon assisted living facility that has infected 64 people and killed five began with an unvaccinated worker. The Register Guard newspaper reports that Gateway Living in Springfield has 105 employees and 101 residents. Only 63% of the staff and 82% of the residents are completely vaccinated. Lane County Public Health spokesperson Jason Davis says the outbreak began with an unvaccinated employee who was working while infectious. About 60% of the cases are breakthrough cases. It's not yet clear how many of the cases were among residents, employees, or family members and others outside of the facility. The City of Florence has only one planned meeting for this week. The Florence Urban Renewal Agency is slated to meet for an executive session on Wednesday on real property transactions. That will be at 4:30, and then we'll begin a public meeting virtually at 5 p.m. The agency will consider action and direction related to the Quinn Street property that was recently abandoned by a developer. Access to the meeting can be made through ci.florence.or.us. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, August 30th, 2021.